Viewmasters. It's the podcast that we do. Viewmasters. Talk about movies that we view. Viewmasters. My friend Eric and me, Joe. Viewmasters. Hey, let's start the show.
Buongiorno. Welcome to the Viewmasters. Episode 356. Della Morte della Mora, a.k.a. The Cemetery Man. My name is Joe.
My name is Enrique.
Buongiorno, Enrique.
Bonjour.
Grazie.
I'm sure this is not offensive at all.
You know what? It's not. More or less offensive than The Sopranos.
Probably less.
Probably less, yeah.
Gabagool.
Gabagool. Bellissimo.
When you hear your family.
Are we talking Fast and Furious again?
I tell you, it's infecting our brains.
It really is. I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
I mean, Dom Toretto could be Italian.
He could be. Dominica Toretto. Eric, how are you?
I'm okay, Joe.
Oh, boy. Cemetery Man.
Cemetery Man. Or Della Morte della Mora.
Right.
As it is called in Europe.
Right.
Yes.
In Italia.
In Italia. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think we've already done this.
I asked you how you were doing. You did not ask me how I was doing.
Oh.
So I appreciate the reciprocation.
Not a problem. That was very rude of me.
Not at all. We were distracted by the Italian, which I will stop starting now.
Okay. Is this the first Italian movie you've ever seen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've actually never seen Italian people before. Actually, no, that's not true. I have played Super Mario Brothers quite a bit.
Okay, but have you seen the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Neither of them.
Neither of them, okay. No. All right. Well, then you're in the clear.
Okay.
I was going to say, if you've seen at least the first one, then you've seen an Italian movie.
Okay. Whew. That was close.
I was going to catch you.
Yeah, I knew this was a gotcha podcast all along. You bring me in here for 356 episodes, 456 episodes, just to really zing me.
Yep. It's all part of the long con.
It's a hell of a long con.
I made you move away for 5 years first.
Thank you for that.
Not a problem.
I thought it was actually pretty nice.
Gave you a little break.
Yeah.
Really let your guard down.
Really did. Oh, boy. Cemetery Man.
Cemetery Man. I get the feeling you did not enjoy this
movie. Why did you pick this movie? I'm just curious.
Because I really like it.
You really like it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I have other reasons for picking it as well. But mostly, yeah, I have always really enjoyed this movie. I wanted to pick it, just this past, fall, winter, I guess, actually. It was released on, 4K and, Blu-ray for the first time in the U.S. I think it had a Blu-ray release in Europe, but not here.
Okay.
I previously owned it on DVD back in the early 2000s. Was first introduced to it on VHS by my friend Bruce.
Wow. All right.
Who recommended it to me. and I had heard of it because in the late 90s, it was constantly on pay-per-view.
Okay. That's interesting.
And I just always remember, like, flipping through channels, especially when I used to work at a hotel in the late 90s, and never since. And yeah, when you hit the, like, the pay-per-view channels, there were just, it was always, there was always a trailer for it. And it began to fascinate me.
That's so strange.
Yep.
Why would they do that?
Movies?
Yeah, okay. So this movie is from 1994?
Yes.
But yes. Feels like it's from 1984? A little bit.
I mean, the budget may play a factor in that.
I think the music also gave me a real, like, indie 80s movie vibe.
That's, I feel like that's just Italian movies.
Okay.
I've seen quite a few Italian horror films in my day.
Okay.
And yeah, they all just kind of have, musically anyway, that similar vibe.
Interesting. Okay.
Very, very synth driven. Very not great.
It reminded me of, the whole thing sort of reminded me of Twin Peaks in a lot of ways.
All right.
But maybe that's partially, in part, due to the music. I mean, Angelo Badalamenti is
probably Italian.
Probably Italian. Like, I'm just going to take a flail in the dark. So, like, I can sort of see that. Yeah, what is this movie? I am baffled. It feels like it doesn't really know what it is at times.
There's some tonal shifts, for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's primarily a comedy.
Okay. It did make me laugh quite a bit.
Yes, it did. I was happy to hear your guffaws and your chuckles.
But no chortles.
No chortles.
Never.
Maybe some squirtles.
No squirtles either. Bulbasaur. Definitely, but no squirtles. I definitely bulbed a few times.
I think I've asked this before. Do you still have nightmares about Pokemon?
No, okay, I don't think so.
That's good.
I played Pokemon Go for a while.
That is true. I forgot about that.
I think I'm a well-adjusted former Pokemon pusher.
I think I vaguely remember a time where you were driving with me in the car and you were just playing.
Yeah, probably.
I was like, well, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I'm safe. I'm a safe person. Oh, God. But yeah, I'm struggling with it a little bit.
It's weird.
It is very weird.
And again, the Italians, they make weird choices sometimes.
And I Mussolini, etc.
Yeah, I hate to paint with such a broad stroke brush, but I mean, most of the Italian movies I've seen are just, at the very least, off.
Okay.
Just something about them is just not right.
And I'm fine with that.
Sure.
If I think the inconsistency really threw me off.
Okay.
Like, because there are times where it felt very campy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other times where it felt like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like a straight horror movie. And then other times where I just didn't know what it was doing at all. So I think that made it hard for me to, like, settle in until maybe, like, 40 minutes in. And I don't know how long this movie is.
About an hour 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe 40, 45 minutes in where I was just, like, I just let it go.
Yeah.
And was just like, I'm just going to, there's no point trying to make sense of this. I'm just going to go with it and see where it takes me.
I feel like, you know, when I saw it, you know, initially in my very early 20s, if not even before then, because I think I was still living with my parents the first time I saw it. So, okay. You know, definitely 19, 20. You know, I was probably in that real pretentious fuck phase. And, you know, I just let it envelop me and, you know, just took it for what it was.
Yeah.
And I could see, you know, watching this, you know, now in my 40s, you know, and if I had never seen it before, definitely I can see an alternate timeline where I would be very angry at this movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that I'm angry at it. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Sure, yeah. I'm saying I would be angry.
You would be angry, yeah, gotcha, okay.
I'm an angry person.
Fair enough.
I like to get mad at nothing.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Me too. Perceived slight from a movie.
Yep.
Yeah. Was this Rupert Everett's first big thing?
No.
No, okay. No.
He had been, you know, kind of not a huge actor in Britain, but, you know, he had had some starring roles and some breakout performances at that point. I feel like I'm visualizing, I recently, you know, sort of in preparation for this, read up on his filmography, and I feel like either a movie or two after this was My Best Friend's Wedding with Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was like just on the verge of like coming over to America.
Gotcha.
And then not really doing anything here. Which he seems totally fine about.
What's he doing now? Oh, so he's not fine about that.
Yes.
Okay.
He's still acting. He's in stuff. He's writing and directing plays about Oscar Wilde.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's written a couple books. He also just seems like the most conservative out homosexual I have ever read about.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. He's very anti-gay marriage. He's just,
well, I mean, I get it. Marriage is terrible.
Well, sure, yeah.
Comedy. Take my wife, please.
She's already been taken.
I know.
Yikes.
Yikes. No, that's interesting. I did not know that about him.
Yeah, it was a revelation. Also, physically has not really aged all that well.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's a handsome in this one.
He is a handsome in this one.
Yeah.
But again, also 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
True. Yeah. I can't decide if he's a good actor or not.
Yeah, hard to tell.
I think he's okay.
I think he's fine.
That may also be a problem of the material.
It could be that. You know, also, you know, the only English actor in an otherwise Italian movie.
Yeah.
Which is, honestly, again, most Italian movies just, they pile in a bunch of just actors from around the world and say, hey, all of you speak English.
Like a Fast and Furious movie.
Kinda. but not as well tuned.
Aw. Is that a car pun? This movie could use a tune up, that's for sure.
I mean, there was some drifting.
Yeah, there was. Never gonna stop. ABD, always be drifting.
It has gotten to the point where I will text you pictures of Fast and Furious toys as I see them.
I love it.
Mostly because I don't think I knew they existed.
Yeah.
Until, like, suddenly I am seeing them everywhere.
I have seen Hot Wheels cars that are Fast and Furious branded.
Which makes sense.
Which makes total sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so much the remote-controlled monster truck that just happens to have the chassis of Dom's charger on it.
Or the miniature of his house.
Yeah, that's also interesting.
Found that in the office supply section at a Target.
Naturally. Yeah. I could see that looking good on a high-powered executive's desk.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I should have got it for my office.
You should have. You can tell people it's a miniature of where you grew up.
My family lives there.
You're damn right they do. Cemetery man.
So there's another reason I wanted to pick this movie.
Okay.
I think a couple weeks ago.
What did I do? What have I done?
You again, I had been planning on picking this movie anyway.
Okay.
But you said something that spurred it on to me to fast track it once we finished the Fast saga.
Okay.
Well, finished.
Sure.
Because we got to wait a year
to
finish it completely.
Yeah.
Which we will.
Of course. Naturally.
You know, I've got piles of comics everywhere. And you had glanced on my most recent pile and said, "Oh, hey, Batman Dylan Dog, have you read that?" And we kind of talked about Dylan Dog for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cemetery Man, De La Morte De La More, is based on a novel written by the creator of Dylan Dog.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And Dylan Dog is visually based on Rupert Everett.
What? How old is Dylan Dog?
So Dylan Dog was first created in 86.
Okay.
The book De La Morte De La More was written in 81.
Okay.
But never published until 1990.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I, for some reason, thought that Dylan Dog was a much older character than that.
I mean, it's almost 40 years at this point.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. Assumed it was from, like,
the 70s, the 60s
or 60s. 70s or whatever, yeah.
I mean, I can see that, too, yeah.
Huh. That's amazing, okay.
Yeah, so because you said you had enjoyed the Batman Dylan Dog crossover.
Yeah.
So, like, just all that connection. So, okay, I'm picking this next.
Nice.
Yeah. In a slight way, this is actually sort of kind of a Dylan Dog movie.
I thought about Dylan Dog while we were watching it, and I was like, should I pick the Dylan Dog movie at some point? I don't know. I like Brandon Routh.
You know, I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's been forever. I remember nothing about it.
Okay.
Would watch again?
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I definitely got... I mean, I've read literally one Dylan Dog comic,
sure.
And it also has Batman in it.
Right.
But the vibe that I got of the character and his assistant, I got that from this movie as well.
Yeah. Though,
I mean, less the assistant, because the assistant is Groucho Marx.
Sure.
In the comic. And he's a mute, I guess, in this one.
Yeah.
What's happening? What is
if you're gonna
is Francesco
ask me,
insane? Is he a serial killer? Yes.
Yeah.
But is he holding Narc or whatever his name is?
Nachi,
thank you. Noki? Is he holding him hostage?
Yeah.
What? Narp. Yarp. I feel like I'm supposed to put puzzle pieces together, but I don't know what the pieces... I don't have the box,
sure.
So I can't refer to what the puzzle is supposed to look like. And I'm not sure that I know what the pieces are, or what shapes they are.
Right.
I just... I'm my mind is boggled. There's a woman who appears three times.
Yeah. Three different women.
Three different women, sure, but all the same actress.
Yes, and a Fauci.
And yeah, what the fuck? That is my first Twin Peaksy thing.
Okay.
Is the doppelgangering like sure. they do with Laura and Madeline.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know, like, okay, what?
Yeah, I think it's just supposed to be kind of a fever dream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Sure.
Like, there's the part where he, after he, or after she, dies, gets bitten by the zombie of her husband.
Yes.
And then he's like waiting for her to come back and sort of drifts off and then is awoken by her rising.
Mm-hmm.
Like at that point I was like, okay, is this a dream? Is he awake for this? And then it just goes on.
Sure.
And if it had ended up at the end that he had woken up there, I would not have been surprised. Because it is very much just like a fever dream. It's so bizarre.
You know, and it gets more and more bizarre as the movie progresses.
Yeah.
Almost. So, I'm going to say this in quotes, the plot.
Thank you.
is Francesco Della Morte. He is the caretaker of a cemetery. And after 7 days after burial, a lot of the corpses that get buried there rise from the dead.
Yeah.
And he has to put them back in by shooting them in the head.
Right.
So it's kind of a zombie movie, but not your typical, you know, standard Romero type zombie movie.
Yeah.
The zombies are fairly inconsistent,
because
mm-hmm. Some of them talk and have full, you know, cognitive functions. Others are just your typical shambling, you know, brain dead zombies.
Right.
And then it becomes very hallucinatory and weird,
pornographic,
very softcore.
Yeah, no, very softcore. You're right.
Yeah.
Skinamax pornographic.
Yeah. Which, you know what, I'm not angry about.
Yeah.
I'm a very lonely man.
I understand. Those falsies, though, I mean, come on.
Yeah, they're not great.
So bad.
Yeah.
The 90s.
But hey, we're not here to shame.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's just like, I thought, like, that happened. So, like, he instantly falls in love with this woman.
Sure.
Who is, I guess, the first woman that he's ever seen.
Possibly. At least one that's remotely close to his age.
Yeah.
Because there's that little old lady that comes to the cemetery every day.
That's true. Who at times reminded me of Mac from Mac and Me. I don't know what it was about her. It was like her face and the way that she moved. Like, if you told me that was a puppet, I would believe you.
Again, Italian movies, you know, I would not see it being far off from her actually being a puppet.
I would love it. But yeah, like he instantly falls in love with this woman. She instantly falls in love with him.
Not instantly.
Okay, they meet three times.
Yes.
Have a total of an hour's worth of conversation.
At most.
At most. Dolby at most.
That did really confuse me on the menu.
Yeah, and then, like... So, like, at that point, I was still watching it like it was a regular movie with, like a story and
trying
stuff.
Trying to make sense of it.
Yeah. And I'm like, this sucks. He's a creep. She just lost her husband. We know nothing about this woman. We never learn her name.
Nope.
Or the names of any of her doppelgangers.
No, we learn one of them.
Oh, that's right, we do. Yeah, okay, yeah. My mistake.
The final one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was real weird. And then she dies. And then I was like, okay, she's gonna die, and she's gonna come back, and she's gonna be like his zombie girlfriend or something, and they're gonna have hijinks. Nope. Then there is a mass casualty event where a bunch of motorcyclist kids and a school bus full of Boy Scouts.
And nuns,
you're right, sorry.
Yes.
All die at the same time. And I'm like, oh shit, okay, now we got a zombie movie on our hands. Like, all these zombies are going to come back and they're going to overrun the town and he's going to have to do something about that. No. Nothing.
No. Then the personification of death comes.
Right.
And is mad at him.
Yeah.
For killing dead people.
Right.
And convinces him to start killing living people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he does.
So he does?
Yeah. Starting off with the kids in town who make fun of him for being impotent.
Right. A rumor that he started.
I don't know if he started it.
No. He did. It sounded like he did. Like, he tells Noki that he did, because he wants to, you know, separate himself from everyone else.
Oh, okay. Maybe I missed that part then.
When they go into town for ice cream and they meet the mayor and his daughter and stuff.
Okay.
Like, it's sort of a throwaway line as they're walking through the crowd.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have caught it if the closed captions hadn't been on.
I didn't catch it.
He's just killing people.
Hey, 30 years later, I'm still learning things.
Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, cool. Now we got an American Psycho style thriller on our hands.
Sure.
Nope. Pick something. I don't, like, what is the novel like?
I have no
that
idea.
This is based on.
I have zero idea. I think I've tried looking for it, and either very hard to find or very expensive.
Gotcha.
One of the two. Yeah.
Yeah. Just very, very strange, and, I mean, I'm fine with serialized storytelling, too,
right.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But just pick a tone. And stick with it, and I don't know. Once we got to what's the assistant's actual name? Narc? Narf? Nar Nyarfi? Naki?
Yeah.
Naki, okay. Not Noki. Naki.
Close to Noki.
Okay. Then once we get to Naki and his severed head girlfriend.
Sure.
That was when I sort of started to click with it.
Alright.
I was like, okay.
You get it now?
The movie crossed a line at that point, and that was when I started to be like, I'm into this.
Alright. So there was, I don't know if you've seen this movie yet or not, called Bottoms?
No, I have not.
Okay. I had heard lots of good things about it.
Okay.
And, so about a month or two ago, I started watching it. And at first, I was just like, why do people think this is a hilarious, and why do people keep praising it for being such a funny comedy? And then, I mean, not halfway through, but like a quarter of the way through, like suddenly clicked for me.
Okay.
That I was just not used to watching the type of movie that it was.
Interesting. Okay.
Which it has a lot more in common with sort of Airplane or Naked Gun style type movies. Like, not as over the top as those, but of a similar vibe.
Okay.
And it had been so long since I had seen any type of movie like that. Like I mean, I've rewatched, you know, Naked Gun and Airplane and that type of movie. But,
yeah.
But not anything new or anything trying to take on, you know, that mantle. That it just really, like, bothered me at first because, like, I just wasn't getting it.
Yeah.
But once I finally did, I was like, yes, okay, now we could go.
Yeah.
And I really, really like that movie.
Okay.
Highly recommend it.
Nice.
But, yeah, I guess, you know, if I'd have known going in to expect that, I probably would have been with it from the jump.
Yeah.
And maybe I should have warned you. At least told you that this is going to be weird.
No, I'm glad you didn't, okay. Honestly. And I feel like that point, the severed head girlfriend point, was the part where it actually committed to being absurd and a comedy.
Okay.
Like, it had sort of been hedging a little bit up until that point. Like it was kind of campy, but it wasn't sure.
Yeah.
And that was the point where it was just like, okay, no, we're for sure doing this now. But that, I mean, yeah, maybe that is just the progression of how, I don't know, is it about, like, his mental state deteriorating? And that's part of it? I don't know.
I mean, I would say so. There's definitely that. You know, it's kind of a commentary on relationships in general, I think.
Yeah,
yeah. And that they all end up in death.
Right. It's true. It's true.
Yep. One way or the other.
We're all going to end up there eventually.
Exactly. Seems to be the recurring motif throughout the film. but if you want me to explain the very ending of it, look somewhere else, friend.
Okay. the snow globe.
Yeah.
There was a snow globe earlier in the movie.
Yes, there was.
Was it the same image?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I wish I had paid more attention.
I know, me too.
I knew the ending was going to be the snow globe.
Yeah.
And so when I saw it at the beginning, I was like, oh, okay. But I should have looked.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember what was in the snow globe the first time we see it.
No, me neither.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's the St. Elsewhere ending.
Yes, it definitely is. Oh, boy. That's you heard it here, folks, movie. This movie. Oh. I'm just going to move on.
Okay.
really got stuck on myself there. Okay. We're good. I didn't have anything important to say.
That's fine. It happens.
I mean, cut that.
We've already dedicated 455 episodes to us not having anything to say.
Right. Thank God.
And recorded for posterity. This is our legacies.
Oh, no. It's fine.
Hey, we're not having kids.
Could be worse.
We gotta leave something in the world.
Right.
Might as well be this.
Oh, man. Oh, Cemetery Man.
Cemetery Man. So, I mean, overall, like... I don't think talking this through has helped you at all, but...
Are you gonna ask if I liked it, or...
I guess, yeah.
I mean, I'm puzzled by it.
Okay.
There are definitely parts where I was like, why is this still going on? When we got to the penile injection scene... I know I said it out loud. Yeah, I'm interested in it.
Okay.
And I think I need to think about it more.
All right. All right.
There's definitely, like I said, I laughed a fair amount. And once it sort of clicked for me tonally, I was more into it.
Yeah.
Even as it got, you know, even as I was like, why is this still happening?
Sure.
I could still be like, okay, because it's just absurdist comedy.
Yeah.
It
drags a little bit.
I
do feel like, you know, maybe we don't need to see the third incarnation of the woman.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Or that whole scene.
Yeah. Oh, man, the second one? Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, there's some problematic stuff in this.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Italians.
Okay. Hilarious. Oof. So that's negative 150 points out of 200 right there. Oh man.
Yeah, I didn't exactly remember that part from my initial watchings.
Yeah. That's not great.
Yeah, it really isn't. I think, you know, when I was younger, I probably didn't even think anything of it outside of just whatever it was, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, I am glad to say that age has allowed me to see things like that a little clearer.
Yeah.
And realize this is not great.
Yeah.
Yeah. this is bad.
Ugh. Why didn't he go kill the mayor? The new mayor.
Oh, yeah. He should have.
That's what I expected.
Right?
Yeah.
That would have been... that would have been too linear.
I know. I'm trying to apply logic to the illogical and linear narrative to a non-linear thing.
Yeah. I feel like I want to steal a phrase from a much better podcast.
Okay.
This is a vibes movie.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, once I realized what the vibes were, I was into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just getting there that took me a little bit of time.
Yeah, you know.
And the movie a little bit of time, I think.
Yeah. Growing pains, I guess? I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, I mean...
Show me that smile again.
I know the director of this he had previously done some more, I guess, traditional horror films. So you know, I feel like this was probably more of a departure for him to branch out into... I don't want to say other genres, but other just sort of, I guess, more of an experimental feel than what he normally would have done.
Okay.
Because I've seen a handful of his other movies as I was going through his filmography, and I was like, oh, I've seen like three or four of these, and they're all... You know, like I said, more traditional horror, but, you know, still Italian, so still real fucking weird.
Okay.
but just more like what you would expect, you know, just extra gory, you know, whatever. And yeah, this maybe was him attempting to branch out a little bit and not being fully successful with it. Because I feel like after this, he didn't really do... I think he kind of retreated back into more traditional stuff or just going back to being like an assistant director or,
gotcha.
Or, you know, story editor, stuff like that.
Okay.
That could be wrong. I don't know. I did see that he, in like 2011, said that he was going to write and direct a sequel to this movie.
Okay.
Which... I mean, since neither of us have ever heard of Cemetery Man 2. Guessing has not worked out yet.
Aw. Oh, boy.
Not that I have any fucking clue what a Cemetery Man 2 would be.
I'm not, still not sure what Cemetery Man 1 was.
Right? I do know that Francesco Della Morte has appeared in Dylan Dog comics occasionally. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Even though they are essentially the same character.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it lost a step for me, you know, on this rewatch. You know, due to just, you know, age of the film and age of myself.
Yeah.
You know, I like to think maybe I look at things a little more clearly, critically. I mean, but that's putting a lot on me.
There are points where you could see wires on things. Was that a 4K result?
No.
Okay.
You know, I definitely remember that on VHS.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yep. I feel like probably intentional.
Okay.
That you could see the wires on them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. But also, you know, probably had a budget of like $10.
Right.
Or 300,000 lira. I don't know how Italian money works.
I don't either.
I just know it sounds like a lot more than what it actually is.
It seems, yeah. Agreed.
I know it was 200,000 lira to sleep with a hooker for a full night.
Sex worker. But yes.
It's 1994.
Oh, okay. It's not 1994 now, sir.
It was back then.
I know.
You could smoke in hospitals.
No, you couldn't. And if you objected to it, you got shot in the face.
As it should be.
Oh, boy.
Just ask my dad. Who probably wishes he could smoke in the hospital.
Ugh.
On his many trips there. He hasn't smoked in 25 years.
Okay, that's good. Oh, boy.
Cemetery Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I would still recommend it because I'm fond of it still, and it's an oddity.
Yeah. I think I want to... I'm going to think about it. I know it'll be in my brain for a little while.
Hey, which
is not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still thinking about Asteroid City.
Yeah.
And Astro City.
Yeah. I think about Astro City often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Is anything making you happy this week, sir?
Slightly related. Issue 2 of Batman Dylan Dog came out this past week.
Nice.
I liked the first issue well enough. I loved the second issue.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because quite honestly, because Batman's only in for like a third of it. And instead it becomes a John Constantine Dylan Dog crossover.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a special appearance by the Demon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And, really made me happy to read that.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. I am behind on things always.
Well, sure.
But I will read that at some point.
Yeah.
And I look forward to reading that.
Yeah, it was John Constantine is one of my all-time favorite comic characters, and always happy to see him pop up.
Nice.
And was not expecting it, even though it makes 1,000% logical sense that he would.
Right.
In a supernatural story told in London.
Does he do all your typical John Constantine-y things?
Pretty much.
Chain-smoking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, bugger all and whatnot.
Yeah, whatever PG-13 swearing they can get away with. Lots of talk about, you know, just how... you know, kids today suck, and punk rock's music from the late 70s is the best.
Sure.
And just, yeah, total John Constantine. Trench coat wearing, drinking.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the thing that brought me the most joy this past week.
Nice.
What about you, sir?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I had something in mind and now I can't think of what it was.
Oh, no.
I know. Was
it the eclipse?
The eclipse was very cool.
It was very cool.
I feel like that's an easy answer.
Yeah.
But also, it was really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I... Brr. Not a hard question, but I'm struggling.
Toys, comics.
I mean, always toys.
Your partner.
Yeah.
Foods.
Easy question. Easy answers.
Snack foods.
No, probably. I'm gonna go with the eclipse. All right. Eclipse was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. My partner and I went to Indianapolis for it, and we got to almost 4 full minutes of the totality, which was really cool. And I wish it had lasted longer, but also, you know, if it had lasted longer, it might have overstayed its welcome. And the magic would have worn off. So maybe 4 minutes is perfect.
Ah.
For eclipse length.
Okay. Right. I'm just, you know, I liked the eclipse. I liked experiencing it. Really disappointed that, you know, we didn't get any kind of apocalypse out of it.
Yeah.
You know, that there was no, you know, old ancient gods, you know, rising, you know, to destroy the earth in its wake. You know, these are all things I was really hoping for, and we just didn't get. And, you know, ultimately, like I said, it was cool. But come on.
I know. That is a little bit of a letdown,
yeah.
Admittedly. Though, I mean, I did see, I saw your Blue Sky tweet about seeing a circle of kids at a bus stop probably performing some sort of ritual. So, I mean, maybe something did happen and we just don't know about it yet.
Maybe. I mean, there was a full day afterwards, though, so, you know.
These things take time.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, that was real off-putting. a friend of mine, told me that her brother, said that he was not going to watch the eclipse because it was an affront to God.
What? What?
Yeah. I don't remember all her exact wording of it, but essentially that's what it amounted to, and she tried convincing her mother to tell him that my friend had disappeared. Like, you know, they had been watching the eclipse, and then she turned around and she was gone.
How did she do it?
I don't know if she did.
That would be amazing.
It would have been great, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was your joy actually maybe OJ dying?
Yeah, I did have that thought as well. You mentioned Naked Gun earlier. And I was like, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Nordberg.
R.I.P. to a real one. The real killer, that is. Orenthal James Simpson. I think that is actually what I was going to say, and I just forgot about it. But yeah, that's a good day.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Ooh, oof.
Do you have a movie to pick for next week?
I have a couple in mind. I think I've decided which one I'm going to go with.
All right.
Would you be surprised to know that we have not watched all of the Fast and Furious universe movies?
Sorry, what now? Are we watching Young Fast and Fierce?
No.
One of the Dollar Tree ripoffs?
No, we are going to watch Better Off Tomorrow, or Better Luck Tomorrow, I think is actually what it's called. Which is, I believe, Justin Lin's first movie.
Okay.
And the introduction of Han.
Huh. All right.
Yeah.
Is this streaming somewhere?
It's streaming on Hoopla.
Okay. All right. All right. I guess I'm down.
We have to finish them.
All right.
We have to see all of them.
I mean, you know, Justin Lin. So this is pre-Tokyo Drift Justin Lin.
Yes.
You know, pre the worst of the Fast and the franchise.
You know what? I'm fine with it. Let's fucking go.
All right.
More Han.
Better luck tomorrow?
Better. Let me double check. I know. I should have known for sure what the title of the movie was, right? Find my face. Better luck tomorrow.
Better luck tomorrow. Is it in Japanese?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know literally nothing about it.
I mean, I'm fine with it if it is.
I learned of its existence on my way over here tonight. And was like, hold on a second. What?
You need to concentrate on driving.
I was concentrated on driving, Fast and Furious style. I was listening to a podcast about the Fast and Furious. Because that's my life now.
And it wasn't our podcast? It wasn't.
No. No, I listened to those once already.
Yep.
So yeah, better luck tomorrow.
All right. I'm down.
Excellent. Fantastic. All right. And until next time, better luck tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to The Viewmasters. You can subscribe to the show directly at our websites, view.guttertrash.net, or on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Visit our website at view.guttertrash.net for information about our Twitter and Instagram. Once again, thank you for listening to The Viewmasters. We'll see you next time.